News, The Global Link.
Chiluwe Member of Parliament calls for immediate withdrawal of lands and deeds registry bill. Governance expert opposes suspension of CDF loans, and over 40 killed in DR Congo attack linked to Islamic State. Good evening, with Emenyo Zamenjo. The Member of Parliament Mulenga Fube has called for the immediate withdrawal of the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill of 2025. Mr. Fube argues that the bill, which seeks to grant the registrar the authority to unilaterally cancel land titles, poses a serious threat to Zambians who have worked hard to legally acquire land. Speaking when he featured on Christian Voices, a chatback program on the topic, National Matters, Mr. Fube questioned the motive behind empowering the registrar with such far-reaching powers, warning that they could be subject to political manipulation. It is unfortunate that government is more concerned with pushing bills that do not address the pressing challenging issues ordinary Zambians are facing, said Mr. Fube.
That is lawlessness. Objectives. All they want is the registrar to tell registrar kala cancelling. My politicians wa kabula mwelu wali. Nukula ndat kabia paria u cancelling the title, kabia paria u cancelling the title, depriving Zambians who have gotten titles properly. It is politicians that will be doing that. Registrar waka mwika send the pressure. That's why they are appointing these people who are user friendly. Now funamu abantu wame ingisa na wakweba tuma professionals. But they are appointing people who are user friendly so that they can always give them instructions.
Chairperson of the Parliamentary Public Accounts Committee, PAC, and Bwana Mkuba Member of Parliament, Warren Mwambazi, has called on the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, to expedite the distribution of all the 156 ambulances procured through the Constituency Development Fund, CDF. Currently, only 76 ambulances are in the country out of the 156 expected. Speaking when the Public Accounts Committee, PAC, and Parliamentary Committee on Health and Social Services towards ZAMSA in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwambazi stressed the importance of the timely distribution of the ambulances to areas where they are most needed once they are received. All the ambulances must be delivered by August 2025, according to the contract signed, said Mr. Mwambazi.
We're also impressed with the ambulances. That's ZAMSA, 76, 80 to go, and GG, we're looking forward to receive the 80. I hope that August 9th, we want to distribute these ambulances to our constituencies for the people who are expected to work in the ambulances. So, thank you so much.
Governance expert Wesley Mianda has opposed calls to suspend the loan component under the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, warning that such a move would negatively impact the livelihoods of many Zambians. This follows a recent directive by Vice President Mtolena Lumango to the Minister of Local Government and Rural Development, Gift Sialuvalo, to consider suspending the CDF loan components due to high default rates among beneficiaries. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mianda said suspending the loans is not a viable solution, stressing that government should first take action against defaulters to ensure repayment. This is a revolving fund that must be accessed and repaid in order to benefit more people, said Mr. Mianda. He further noted that the loan component has not been effective due to political interference and corruption, adding that many beneficiaries lack viable businesses. Mr. Mianda has also called on government to introduce robust monitoring and accountability mechanisms to ensure the fund serves its intended purpose.
It is all about management. We need to actually put in place managers, people who can manage this program, prudently, people who can manage this program with the transparency and the accountability. Now, there are no follow-ups. There is no one to actually, manage, there is no one to supervise, all those who are getting the loans. At the end of the day, people are quiet. People actually have taken it that, it's free money, and that's why they are not paying back.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has expressed concern with the recent conflicting pronouncements made by the Minister of Agriculture and the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, regarding Zambia's maize export plans. CTPD Executive Director Isaac Moipopo says The Food Reserve Agency earlier informed the nation of its intentions to export 1 million metric tons of maize to the Democratic Republic of Congo. Mr. Moipopo said that these policy inconsistencies reflect a lack of coordination between the Ministry of Agriculture, which is the principal policy body, and the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, which is mandated to implement government directives relating to food reserves and market stability. This misalignment reinforces perceptions of policy inconsistency, particularly around maize exports, which is a problem that has historically undermined Zambia's competitiveness in regional markets, said Mr. Moipopo in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He said that the misalignment sends mixed signals to both farmers and the private sector players who rely on policy consistency to make long-term investments in areas such as irrigation, storage and transport infrastructure. Mr. Moipopo also said that farmers require certainty and predictability to expand their production and participation in export markets, adding that this development serves to deepen existing anxieties among producers.
Equally important would be for the Food Reserve Agency to give a clear position on their readiness to buy maize from the farmers. We continue to receive phone calls from a number of districts indicating that the Food Reserve Agency has not started purchasing maize in most of these communities, and this is causing panic and anxiety on the part of the farmers. It is very important that the position is given with regards to when exactly they'll start the actual purchasing.
In foreign news, more than 40 people were killed in an attack by an Islamic State affiliate in northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo, the United Nations and the military said. Most of them there were worshippers taking part in a night vigil at a church in the town of Komanda, where they were attacked by Allied Democratic Forces, ADF fighters. 9 of those killed were children, the UN Peacekeeping Mission said. Nearby shops and businesses were also looted and set on fire. The ADF emerged in Uganda in the 1990s, accusing the government there of persecuting Muslims, but is now based over the border in DR Congo, where it regularly attacks civilians of all religions, as well as in Uganda. Coming up shortly, Israel to begin limited daily pauses in fighting as aid drops resume over Gaza. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Foreign aid drops over Gaza have resumed as international outrage intensifies over a deepening hunger crisis widely blamed on Israel. Jordan, with support from the United Arab Emirates, has airdropped essential supplies including flour, sugar and canned food to desperate civilians. The World Food Programme WFP warns that a third of Gaza's 2 million residents have gone days without food, while nearly half a million face famine-like conditions. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Chilubi Member of Parliament Mulenga Fube has called for the immediate withdrawal of the Lands and Deeds Registry Amendment Bill of 2025. Governance expert Wesley Nyanda has opposed calls to suspend the loan component under the Constituency Development Fund CDF, warning that such a move would negatively impact the livelihoods of many Zambians. And more than 40 people were killed in an attack by Islamic State affiliate in northeastern Democratic Republic of Congo, the UN and military have said. For more news, follow us on our social media.